This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega, and you're listening to another edition of Nation Talk Interviews. Today, we're being joined by Monique Bateman. She's actually a previous attendee of our Nation Talk Interview segment. She, of course, is the SVP for Prairie Region of TD as well, and she leads the Prairie Region TD Canada Trust team, consisting of 205-plus branches and 4,000-plus dedicated employees, too. Monique, I know you've joined Nation Talk before, as mentioned, but today our focus is actually going to be on TD's first-ever Aboriginal report, titled TD and Aboriginal Communities in Canada. So thank you so much for joining us today, Monique.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, as mentioned with the report, before we get into that, maybe you can just refresh our listeners a little bit more about yourself and your role at TD.
Great. Thank you, Nick. And as you mentioned, I'm currently the Senior Vice President for Prairie Region, which is made up of Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Northwest Territories. It definitely keeps me busy. I'm also the Chair of TD's Aboriginal Employee Committee, which aligns very closely to the report that we just issued. A bit of my background is I'm originally from Manitoba, and my background is Métis.
Wonderful. So I know you mentioned you do chair that, of course, important committee there. What role, though, did you personally play as well, maybe you can enlighten our listeners, in the development of this unique and what I believe to be an essential report?
Yeah, absolutely. My role with the development of this report has been working with our corporate team, as well as Kerry Peacock, who chairs our Aboriginal initiative and focuses for TD. What we were trying to do is make sure that we capture the fulsome story on how we support our employees, our customers, and also our communities. We also wanted to highlight the economic progress and opportunities our Aboriginal communities will see and are actually experiencing today. So that was really our focus, is how do we bring the whole story so anybody that's reading it sees the opportunities that's ahead of us.
Wonderful. That actually brings me to my next point. For our listeners, what are some of the more important keys and highlights to take away from this report?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of highlights in the report, and what I'll try and do is capture some of them. But once, you know, individuals have had an opportunity to read the report, we're hoping that they will see is TD's commitment and support to the Aboriginal community. And in fact, in 2013, we had $1.7 million invested in enriching Aboriginal communities. Mm-hmm. We also had over 6,000 Aboriginal employees in over 84 communities participate in the summer literacy camp supported by TD. And we think that's a critical initiative for us as well. The other one is the opportunity to collaborate and to consult with the Aboriginal people to support the economic growth that they will see and are seeing today. And more importantly, TD is a great place for career opportunities as well for Aboriginal people.
Well, I know the value Aboriginal people and communities bring to the economic development of this country is being realized, and TD is definitely at the forefront of this. How will this report, though, further this impact and support these efforts?
What our goal is with this report is to really highlight the opportunity our Aboriginal have in economic growth. The story around the report should actually get others involved and show that our Aboriginal people that we are serious in a strong financial partnership. The growth that our Aboriginal communities will see, again, and are seeing is so critical that we support what, from an advice standpoint and also from a consultation standpoint, because we know when everyone is successful, our whole economic society will also be successful.
Well, 1.7 million last year, 6,000 Aboriginal employees, as you mentioned, during that initiative. You know, TD clearly a longtime supporter of Aboriginal peoples, you know, whether they be customers, employees, or entire communities. So, you know, what are some other things TD and perhaps yourself are working on currently then outside of this report as well?
Yeah, again, when I look at the work that we've done, and it really is about how do we continue our support and our involvement. So we are really positioned well to continue to partner on helping younger Aboriginal people to understand the impact of financial health through our literacy program. And again, as I mentioned before, we think this is one that we can actually lead and continue to support. We are also focused on aligning all aspects of TD to ensure our teams are organized to support the economic growth of our Aboriginal regional communities. And as we know, you know, the next number of years, looking at the growth that we will see, we know that as an organization and at TD, that we do need to get organized around and how to support. And third, for us, it really is about continuing to have employees involved by volunteering and supporting community events. That is one of the pieces for our Aboriginal employees. We know that continues to be a highlight for them each and every year.
Well, that's great to hear, of course, that TD is continuing to lead the way and to plant itself in the space as really, honestly, the top-notch organization when it comes to Aboriginal inclusion efforts. So what I'll finish with here are maybe how can our listeners get more involved with TD and perhaps maybe where can they go to watch out for more information coming up maybe in the summer for programs to get involved. As well, I know you touched upon your financial literacy program, of course, is a big hit. So where can they go for more information on that as well?
Absolutely. Most of our listeners can go to our TD website and they'll get the information that they need there. They can go into any of our local branches and also ask for information. And we also partner with a number of different organizations right across Canada that support Aboriginal communities and individuals, so they can definitely go to any of those organizations, as we've shared this report throughout a number of organizations as well.
Well, there you go, listeners. And, of course, Nation Talk is one of those wonderful partners. You can definitely find more information on our website and, of course, on TD's landing page as well, too, for any upcoming employment opportunities, any recent news, and, of course, just staying in the know. And thank you so much for taking the time, Monique. Lastly, any words of wisdom or concluding thoughts for our audience?
Thank you so much, Nick. It's been a pleasure being on your show as well. And for us, we're absolutely thrilled with this report. And over the last several years, TD has embarked on researching and finding ways that we can continue to support the growth that we're seeing in the Aboriginal communities as well. And I think for us, that is really critical. What we hope is once individuals have read the report, they will see and feel our commitment to the continuous growth, but more importantly, hopefully encourage and inspire others to get involved as well.
There you go, listeners. For those who have the pleasure of catching this online, you can catch more information at the link below at www.td.ca or tdcanadatrust.com. As well, for those who are catching this through the radio, of course, just one last time, that's www.tdcanadatrust.com. Thank you so much, listeners, and chimiigwech.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.